Cola right now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Six 12 News Radio 92.3 Pensacola right now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price. Afternoon, everybody. Thank you so much for having us on today. Yeah, Bands on the Beach is happening. It's fully on. I just thought I'd throw that out there. You're less than an hour before the music hits the stage over at Casino Beach. Should be a good time tonight. Yeah, don't worry about the weather. It's going to be pretty cool. I'll tell you what I'll do. To be honest and to be fair with you, we'll go to Austin in about 3 or 4 minutes, and he'll have a total look at that whole scenario for you. He'll dissect it out. Coming up in a few minutes. Right now, here's three important things you need to know about this hour.
Here's today's top three stories.
All right, taking care of business. Here's story number one. After performance concerns, Escambia Administrator Wes Marino received an employment extension for another year. Commissioners agreed to extend his original 3-year employment agreement. Now, he was appointed to be county administrator. This happened back in June 2021 after the board fired former county administrator Janice Gilley.
All right. And changes are coming to Pensacola Beach. Leaseholders in October look for an increase in lease fee payments from 50% to 75% under the incoming policy. The SRIA projects that the new fee will generate an estimated $1.13 million in additional revenue from commercial and residential leaseholders.
Right, here's your third story. Financial cuts have been made to the state's budget. This includes more than $2 million from the Early Learning Coalition of Escambia County School Readiness Voucher Program. Now, the voucher aids families under a certain income threshold. The announced cuts place an immediate halt to issuing new school readiness vouchers, currently serving 2,500 children here in the Pensacola area.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Yeah, we'll squeeze just a couple of these in here for you. Starting Friday, August 1st, new requirements for teen drivers in Florida will take effect for those aged 15 to 17 seeking a Class E learner's permit. Teens must complete a 6-hour driver education course, provide real ID compliant documents, proof of residential address, and obtain parental consent, of course. Additional details and questions about potential exceptions can be found at northescambia.com.
Okay, Escambia Deputy Sergeant Chase Horn has been appointed to serve on the state's Criminal Justice Standards and Training Commission. Escambia Chief Deputy Andy Hobbs.
I'm just glad that he's been recognized by the state for his character, his leadership, and honestly his hard work. He is an absolute phenomenal deputy, phenomenal sergeant, and honestly he is an asset to the sheriff's office every day.
Okay, Hobbs says Horn not only identifies problems but also offers solutions. It is now 6:15. Austin Price, as promised. Hey, I'm not going back on my word here. Austin's looking at that weather for us. And also, traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Yes, luckily, I don't have to really talk your ear off much about traffic. We were dealing with a lot of issues throughout the first couple hours, but it seems like they have all subsided. May have a little bit of issues on Highway 90 if you're traveling eastbound towards the Walmart Supercenter in Pace, but that's not much of a problem at all. Outside of that, as I said, there's nothing. As for your weather, 85 degrees, got light rain in some areas, and a heat advisory in effect until tomorrow evening, around 6 p.m. tomorrow. Tonight's low is going to be 78 degrees, but here's the good news. News for Wednesday, the lingering rainfall chances and clouds overhead will help lessen the high a bit. The last couple of days, we've had highs above 95, 96 degrees. Wednesday is just going to be 91.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
All right, two children are dead following a tragic boat crash in Florida this week. Dana Marie McNichol is reporting from Miami this afternoon.
This all happened yesterday afternoon in Miami Beach near Hibiscus Island. Authorities say that barge slammed into a small sailboat operated by the Miami Yacht Club's Youth Sailing Foundation. The children were part of a youth sailing camp. Six people were on board, five children and one adult female counselor. Now, the force of the impact threw all six passengers overboard and caused the sailboat to sink beneath the barge. According to the Coast Guard, several victims victims were briefly trapped under the barge. Rescue teams, including multiple dive units, raced to the scene. According to the Coast Guard, two children, girls, just 7 and 13, were pulled from the water, but then later died at the hospital.
And a couple Florida lawmakers are pushing to modernize a Space Coast launch facility. Senator Ashley Moody and Congressman Byron Donalds announced yesterday they have urged the Air Force Secretary to increase the efficiency of modernization operations at Cape Canaveral Space Launch Complex 37. Moody says it no longer can handle heavy lift launches due to outdated infrastructure, and that updating it will ensure continued American space dominance.
You know, Austin, I think we really keyed on this story I'm getting ready to tell you about back in January of this year. Police in Florida arrested the former owner of an entertainment venue in connection with a deadly ferry crash happened earlier this year. Does this spark your memory a little bit?
Yes.
Okay. Evan Brown has more from South Florida.
Florida Fish and Wildlife Police are now charging Tampa Bay area businessman Jeffrey Knight with 8 felonies in connection to a crash involving his private boat and the Clearwater ferry. It left one man dead and 10 others injured. The 62-year-old Knight is the former owner of the live music venue Janice Landing in St. Petersburg. He's accused of recklessly operating his 37-foot boat when striking the ferry with 44 people on board on the night of April 27th. 41-year-old Jose Castro was killed. Knight is accused of leaving the scene but claims his boat was taking on water. In Miami, Evan Brown, Fox News.
And listen to how bougie this sounds. Miami-based Norwegian Cruise Line building a water park on its private Bahamas island. Yeah. The nearly 6-acre Great Tides Water Park will feature over a dozen slides, a 9,000-square-foot splash pad, a dynamic river, and a one-of-a-kind cliff diving attraction. The park is set to open in Great Stirrup Cay next summer.
I will tell you this. That park used to belong to Royal Caribbean. And then Royal Caribbean bought Coco Key and made that their private item, and sold that island to Norwegian. That's the real, and now you know.
I've been informed.
There you go. Florida police coming to the aid of a 1-year-old infant who was trapped alone in a car seat Monday. Kelsey Carnes of our friends over at WOFL, Fox 35 in Orlando, has the story.
The hottest day of the summer so far. Orlando police say they were called out here to the 5500 block of Lido Street for an abandoned baby. The baby was found in a car seat just after 7 Monday morning. Police are still searching for the child's parents. In a statement sent to Fox 35, the police department said in part, "The Orlando Police Department reminds all parents and caregivers that the Safe Haven Law exists to provide a safe, legal, and anonymous option for surrendering newborns. Parents can safely leave an infant with someone at designated locations, such as a hospital, a staffed fire rescue station, or a staffed emergency medical service station, with no questions asked, anonymously, and without fear of prosecution."
All right, 619 here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. We'll be back in just a few minutes with some of your hardest hitting national headlines for you, as we always do this time every hour, right here on News Radio 92.3.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Hey, hey, Pensacola pet parents. Got questions about your fur babies? Well, I'm Dr. Mark Sprayberry, owner of Olive Branch Pet Hospital and Play and Stay Boarding and Daycare here in Pensacola. I'd like to invite you to tune in to my new show, Sit, Stay, and Listen, where I'll be answering all your pet questions live on air this Thursday, 9:30. See all you cool people then.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Hi, this is Jeff Wayne, General Sales Manager of ADX Communications. Our team of expert marketing consultants, backed by over 200 years of combined experience, has helped hundreds of local businesses increase their market share. With 4 powerful radio stations, we can create a customized marketing plan tailored to your needs. And if digital advertising is part of your strategy, we've got you covered. ADX Digital offers cutting-edge solutions and exclusive products and strategies that gives your business an edge. Let's make 2025 a year of success for your business. Whether it's on the Market Leader, Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, the area's top news talk station, the go-to for sports fans, ESPN Pensacola 99.1, Pensacola Playlist 94.5 for reaching women and lifestyle audiences, or ADX Digital, targeted digital strategies that drive results. One call, one team, endless possibilities. Call me, Jeff Wayne, at 850-262-6000.
This message is sponsored by the Florida Office of Financial Regulation and the Florida Association of Broadcasters.
Secret offers, guaranteed returns, over-the-top promises that you too can make fast money. These are all red flags that you should be wary of when looking at investment opportunities. Visit Florida's Office of Financial Regulation website 24/7 to learn what questions to ask before you invest. Remember, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. Visit SLOFR.gov to learn more.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talk pretty extensively about the follow-up reporting on Chief Eric Randall's internal evaluations and numbers in the department. Dr. Clifford Humphrey gets hired at UWF to assist Manny Diaz, and we talked about his resume and Pensacola connections. Very impressive, by the way. And why are TikTokers up in arms over Sidney Sweeney's jeans ad? It's a quite a story. You can catch all of those podcasts at newsradio923.com.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before pep talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now.
Top national stories this hour.
623 News Radio 92.3. Companies have pulled back on hiring, but there were still millions of openings just a month ago. It's not as bad as it seems. Here's Jenny Casola.
There were fewer job openings than expected on the last business day of June, 7.43 million. Openings decreased in accommodation, in other words, the hotel business, and food services, and also declined in healthcare, social assistance, finance, and insurance. Openings increased in retail, information, and state and local government education. The number of people hired was little changed at 5.2 million. Total separations came in at 5.1 million, also not much difference. The Labor Department was expected to report 7.5 million unfilled jobs. The Federal Reserve considers the strength of the job market as it decides whether to lower interest rates. Jenny Coselda, Fox News.
All right, 624. News Radio 92.3. Yeah, we are watching that money today. Very interesting day at the markets. The indices spending most of the day in the red today.
Yeah,
we're
going
to find out. Let's find out. Hillary Barsky got your numbers.
Stocks taking a breather from a record run and ending lower as investors digested mixed corporate earnings reports while they await the Fed's decision on interest rates Wednesday afternoon. Energy and consumer staples gained while healthcare and industrials lagged. Shares of United Parcel Service fell 10%. The shipping giant reported better than expected second quarter revenue. The Dow winners, Goldman Sachs, Amgen, and Travelers. The Dow decliners, United Health, Boeing, and Caterpillar. The Dow falling 205 points. The Nasdaq lower by 80. S&P 500 down 19. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
All right, 625. Austin's ready to go here. He's all cranked up. He's got that traffic and weather together now.
Yeah, man, I ate two Jolly Ranchers to get an extra sugar high for this one. Woo! All right, let's see what we've got here. This thrilling traffic update. There's nothing going on the road. You'll be fine.
That took a lot, didn't it?
Yeah, well, now I'm pooped. Let's see, 85 degrees is your temperature right now. Low of 78 this evening. Do have some rainfall chances, light rain in some areas. Bands on the beach still on. Tomorrow, going to have a heat advisory carrying in to your Wednesday afternoon. But luckily, because of the lingering rainfall chances, the high is going to take a bit of a hit, only sitting at 91.
All righty. While we're talking about the local forecast and temperatures and conditions, Americans in the eastern part of the country are feeling the heat as well. Temperatures continue to soar, and Katie Byrne is up in Philadelphia with the latest.
It's another scorcher in Philadelphia. We're at a splash pad outside City Hall where people are cooling off as temperatures climb through the day. Heat alerts are impacting more than 150 million Americans, including us here in Philly, where heat advisory is in effect. New York, Boston, Philadelphia, and Hartford, Connecticut are among Northeast cities that could tie or break daily heat records on Tuesday. The high temperatures are the result of a so-called heat dome that settled over the eastern U.S. Forecasters say we're in for another day of triple-digit temperatures. After that, a burst of cool air will bring relief to the Northeast. In Philadelphia, Katie Byrne, Fox Weather.
All right. And Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene calling the humanitarian crisis in Gaza a genocide. She wrote in a post on X that it's the most truthful and easiest thing to say that October 7th in Israel was horrific and all hostages must be returned. But so is the genocide, humanitarian crisis, and starvation happening in Gaza. She appears to be the first Republican in Congress to use the term to describe the situation. And of course, we told you earlier this week, President Trump also said there was real starvation happening in Gaza and that the U.S. would do more to address it.
It's been a very questionable past 30 hours, 24 hours or so. We're talking about the New York City shooting and the suspect, at least four. Let me just kind of bring you up to speed here. At least four dead, including a police officer after the shooting in Manhattan Monday evening. Nate Foy is in New York City this afternoon with details about the suspect.
Now, Shane Tamura is his name, or was his name, and we are learning from the Horseshoe Hotel in Las Vegas that he worked in the surveillance department there. Police believe that he drove across the country to carry out this attack, and according to New York City Mayor Eric Adams, a note was found in his pocket that mentioned his grievances against the National Football League and his belief that he had CTE, a degenerative brain disease that impacts a lot of football players. The gunman played football in high school, but never in the NFL. According to police, he ultimately shot himself in the chest, requesting in that letter that his brain be tested for CTE. Tamura shot and killed NYPD officer 36-year-old Didarul Islam. He was an immigrant from Bangladesh and served 3.5 years on the police force.
Okay, new details. While we're kind of advancing this story a little bit here, New York City, of course, site of the crime.
Right.
But let's take you out to Las Vegas, the site of the perpetrator, and where he lived, and some of his background. We're starting to learn a little bit more about who the gunman actually was.
27-year-old Shane Tamura didn't have a known criminal history. In fact, he had an active concealed carry permit from Metro Police. He has listed the home in the La Jolla Classics neighborhood since around 2022 as his address. County records show family members bought it in 2021. Now, neighbors say they don't specifically remember seeing him in and around the home, but they do remember seeing his car. Now, investigators say Tamura's vehicle traveled cross-country and entered New York Monday afternoon. He then entered the Park Avenue building, opened fire, and shot and killed himself on the 33rd floor.
All right, and we do have a weather update, of course. We've always talked about our sister station,
yes,
Cat Country, being down at Pensacola Beach for Bands on the Beach every Tuesday night. Well, we want to let you know that they're letting us know if you plan on heading out to Bands on the Beach soon. It's off and on rain right now with some light rain and lightning near 3 Mile Bridge, but we were told that it seems like the plan is for Bands on the Beach to press on. It doesn't seem like they'd bow out now.
They have not called any cancellations or anything like that.
So
if you're talking about the 3 Mile Bridge, we're speaking about the other side of Gulf Breeze.
Yes.
To the north side of Gulf Breeze, for the south side of the bridge.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, I think it's looking pretty good out there. We will keep you posted in the next 30 minutes before we go off there. We'll check back in with them.
Absolutely.
Just for the conditions to see what you're doing. Here's an idea for you. Maybe it's valid, maybe not. Take along an umbrella and maybe a light jacket or something.
Sure.
Rain jacket. Just to be safe. Not that it's raining yet, because it's not raining on the beach.
Yeah, it's not like it's a downpour.
No, not at all.
Just on and off little stuff.
Bottom line, here it is. Gonna summarize it. Bands on the Beach happening tonight.
Yes.
Curtain rises at 7 on the Casino Beach stage. Just don't bring the pets or glass out of the island. This is News Radio 92.3.
News. I'm Tom Rigotti. We're learning more about one of the victims of yesterday's mass shooting at a Midtown Manhattan office building. Fox's Nate Foy reports.
Officer Didarul Islam, an off-duty NYPD officer, was the first one to be killed. Mayor Eric Adams describing him as a man of faith who exemplified everything the city is about. At just 36 years old, he leaves behind two young sons and a pregnant wife.
The shooter killed four people before turning the gun on himself. The Justice Department is filing a complaint against Federal District Chief Judge James Boasberg.
He's overseeing a high-profile immigration case stemming from the White House's use of the 17
1998 Alien Enemies Act to deport Venezuelans without court hearing. According to the complaint, DOJ says that Boasberg made improper public comments about President Trump at a March judicial conference in front of the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, John Roberts.
Fox's David Spont, America's listening to Fox News.
Hi, I'm Terrence A. Gross. As many of you know, I am a local board-certified personal injury lawyer, and I have practiced in this community for almost 40 years. Our law firm handles only people that have been injured due to the negligence of another. Join me this Wednesday at 10:30 on Pep Talk as we discuss all aspects of personal injury law.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Join Kia Autosport of Pensacola for a special luncheon benefiting Forever Des, a local nonprofit focusing on empowering teen girls. See KiaAutosportPensacola.com for more. Saturday, check out Palafox Market from 9 till 2. Items originate directly from talented on-site vendors up and down Martin Luther King Jr. Plaza and Plaza Ferdinand. Find more events and submit yours at NewsRadio923.com.
Florida State football's coming. Are you ready? The season kicks off as the University of Alabama rolls into town for the first time ever. The epic season continues as the Noles take on teams like Virginia, the Hurricanes, Clemson, Florida, and more. Have your business branded inside all the games, plus weekly promos and commercials. A special sponsorship package is waiting just for your business. Get your business on the field. Call 850-262-6000 to be an FSU sponsor right here on News Radio 92.3.
News Radio Pensacola has you covered no matter where you are or how you like to listen. Tune into our frequencies on 92.3 FM, 95.3 FM, and AM 1620 for the latest breaking news, local updates, and in-depth analysis. Can't be near a radio? No problem. Stream us live on our website or through our convenient app. Available for download on your mobile device. Plus, with our smart device integration, you can ask your virtual assistant to play News Radio 92.3, and we'll be right there with you. It's News Radio Pensacola.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. Here's today's top three stories.
All right. Well, after performance concerns, Escambia Administrator Wes Moreno received an employment extension for another year. Commissioners agreed to extend his original three-year employment agreement. He was appointed to be county administrator back in June of 2021 after the board fired former county administrator Janice Gilley.
Okay, story number two. Changes are coming to Pensacola Beach leaseholders in October. Look for an increase in lease fee payments from 50% to 75% under the incoming policy. The SRIA projects are fluid. I mentioned this to you, are very fluid here, but they are projecting, the SRIA is projecting, the new fee will generate an estimated $1.13 million in additional revenue from commercial and residential leaseholders.
All right. And your third and final top story this afternoon. Financial cuts have been made to the state's budget. This includes more than $2 million from the Early Learning Coalition of Escambia County School Readiness Voucher Program. The voucher aids families under a certain income threshold. The announced cuts place an immediate halt to issuing new school readiness vouchers currently serving 2,500 children in Pensacola.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Reserve seating for the NAS Pensacola Homecoming Air Show, November 7th and 8th, goes on sale on Friday. NAS Pensacola PAO, Bruce Cummins.
This Friday, August 1st, on sale. Check out NASPensacolaAirShow.org.
Right.
And the NAS Pensacola social media sites. We're going to have the information available for you to get to that online so you can make sure that you order those. Historically, they sell out. So you might jump on that. We'll have more information this week as you know, we get ready to put those tickets on sale and we get ready to celebrate this air show. This is going to be a lot of fun. We're looking forward to it.
Okay, you can purchase tickets online at NASPensacolaAirShow.com. Mall.org.
Excellent. And the Santa Rosa Mall in Mary Esther set for some big renovations this fall. The facility's interior will close in September as developers work to add new stores, like a full-service grocery, new retail stores, restaurants, and residential housing. Some businesses will remain open, including DeSurge Adventure Park, Regal Cinemas Theater, Planet Fitness Gym, and Wentz Bros Festival of Fears. Developers say the changes are a necessary milestone.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
It's terribly sad. You know, it's a cliche when you say that, yes, someone was great at what they did, but they were also a wonderful person. And sometimes that's only partially true. Ryan Sandberg was a heck of a good guy. And it's just heartbreaking that his life should be cut short this way.
The voice of broadcaster Bob Costas, who joined the Cubs Marquee Sports Network Monday to reflect on the passing of Baseball Hall of Fame second baseman Ryan Sandberg, who died from cancer Monday at age 65, 20 years after he was inducted to the Baseball Hall of Fame, and more than 7 months since he had announced last December that cancer, which initially surfaced in his prostate before he was deemed cancer-free last August, had spread to other organs in his body.
It's a sad day for baseball where you lose one of the better players in the game, and obviously just like a nice human. He was always so, you know, around us in camp, in Chicago, in the clubhouse, whatever it was. He was always very, you know, it just felt like he was respectful, right? And it just felt like it was, you know, not needed to be right here with you, Ryan Sandberg, but, you know, just a really nice overall human being. And, you know, obviously our thoughts go out to his family.
The Phillies' Kyle Schwarber with NBC Sports Philadelphia on the passing of Cubs legend Ryan Sandberg at age 65 from cancer. In 15 seasons with the Cubs, Sandberg had a .285 batting average with 282 home runs and 1,061 RBIs. The Cubs lost their game Monday to the Brewers 8-4 and dropped one game behind Milwaukee for first place in the NL Central. A man from Texas has been sentenced to more than 18 months in prison for stalking and harassing WNBA star Caitlin Clark. Marion County Prosecutor Ryan Mears told WTHR he'll now spend the next 2.5 years in the Department of Correction, and the victim will be able to have peace of mind while focusing on what matters to her. For more scores, stories, and features, go to foxsports.com. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
And NBA player Marcus Morris faces extradition to Nevada after a judge denied a motion for bond. TMZ reports court documents show Morris is accused of defrauding two Las Vegas casinos out of more than $250,000. Morris's attorneys argued for his release, saying he could settle his debts faster with the casinos if he were let out. The judge said Morris would only be released to Nevada authorities for extradition or if the arrest warrants were withdrawn.
One of baseball's best closers. Not going to be traded before Thursday's trade deadline just simply because he's not playing. Here's Tim McMaster.
Cleveland Guardians closer Emmanuel Clase has been placed on non-disciplinary paid leave through August as part of a sports betting investigation. Clase joins teammate Luis Ortiz in the inquiry. Clase is a three-time All-Star, two-time winner of the Mariano Rivera Award as the American League's best reliever. The investigation started after an alert from IC360, a firm that monitors betting markets. It's unclear exactly how Clase is tied to it. I'm Tim McMaster, Fox News.
All right, and lastly here, a pair of Kobe Bryant game-worn shoes have sold for $240,000. They were sold on Monday by SCP Auctions. Bryant, of course, died in a helicopter crash in 2020. He wore the shoes during his first ever NBA start. All the way back on January 28, 1997, he was just 18 years old at the time.
This is your CBS Sports Minute. This is Zach Gelb with Sports Minute. When we look at the Big 12 entering this season, it's clear that Sam Levitt at Arizona State is the best quarterback in the conference, but after that, all eyes are on three other signal callers. Sawyer Robertson at Baylor down the stretch of his 2024 campaign took Dave Aranda off the hot seat. Avery Johnson showed his true dual threat abilities last year, and expectations are now sky high at Kansas State. And finally, Rocco Becht of Iowa State the last 2 years got the Cyclones moving back in the right direction under Matt Campbell. I'm Zach Gelb.
Thank you for making Total Wine & More America's number one online source for spirits, beer, and wine, better than all those delivery apps. Total Wine's prices are up to 30% lower with super fast delivery and no hidden fees. Order direct at TotalWine.com and pay less today.
Drink responsibly, B21.
Are you a parent of a 2 to 8-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting offer, then head to abcmouse.com/radio to learn more. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
We're offering a promo at abcmouse.com/radio to try it for free for a month, then $14.99 per month until canceled. Go to abcmouse.com/radio to see this offer. That's abcmouse.com/radio. Actual ABC Mouse users compensated for their testimonials, sponsored by Age of Learning.
Get a $15 prepaid MasterCard after rebate when you buy 5 quarts of Mobil 1 Full Synthetic Motor Oil at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Here's today's health news.
641 News Radio 92.3, 19 minutes away from Bands on the Beach, kicking off on Pensacola Beach on the Casino Beach stage tonight.
Yeah.
Which city is considered the most stressful to live in? Lisa Brady tells us in this House Call for Health.
This is House Call for Health. A dubious distinction for Detroit, selected as the country's most stressed city, according to the American Psychological Association. The Motor City has the highest unemployment rate in the U.S. at nearly 11.5%, along with the lowest household income when factoring in the cost of living. Cleveland comes in second, due mostly to a higher average household income. On the most stressed cities list, Baltimore's number 3, heard the country's least stressed city right now, South Burlington, Vermont. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
And a University of Pennsylvania dental study unlocking key information about rare craniofacial disorders that develop during childhood. Researchers measured the elasticity of tooth enamel and stiffness to mineral contents, among other things. The study involved mice, but they're confident it's applicable to people, too. The study's authors believe the tools they've developed will one day be used to screen for enamel defects, assess treatment outcomes, or even to predict the risk of disease.
Usha Vance is continuing her push to encourage kids to read. Lily Wu has more on this story.
Ohio's First Lady and the Second Lady of the United States team up to promote early childhood literacy with a reading of a children's classic at the Ohio State Fair.
Out of the egg came a tiny and very hungry caterpillar.
Usha Vance, in her chat with Ohio First Lady Fran DeWine, also plugging her new summer reading challenge open to kids K through 8. Once completed, the kids can receive a certificate, small prize, and be entered into a drawing for a chance to visit Washington, D.C.
The hope for the summer is that kids will pick what it is that they really love.
DeWine has been a longtime supporter of Dolly Parton's Imagination Library of Ohio, which provides kids with a free new book each month till they turn 5. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
And a new study suggests that eggs can help lower cholesterol. That runs counter to decades-old advice to limit egg consumption because it can raise your risk of heart disease and stroke. But now, a paper published in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition adds to the growing evidence that eggs are actually good for you. Researchers say while the popular breakfast food may be high in cholesterol, they're low in saturated fat, and that's believed to be the real driver of cholesterol elevation.
It's nothing a good bottle of Tabasco can't fix. That's for sure. If you don't like the taste, just break it out. Chemicals that are linked to cancer and infertility are popping up in everyday products like shampoo and sunscreen. The ingredients involved are banned in the EU. But
I thought you were going to say Tabasco. That's why I thought you brought it up. I'm sorry.
The ingredients involved are Tabasco. No, are banned in the EU. Did you really think I was going
to
say that?
I don't know. It just seemed random to bring it up.
The folks over that are concerned about this, okay, it's banned in the EU, but why not banned in the USA?
Right.
Rich Edson looks into what Americans are doing to stay safe.
Advocates say American consumers are now looking to apps to evaluate these products, tell them what's in them. A co-founder for an app called Yuka says the United States is now the top country represented among their users. In 2022, Congress and then President Biden gave the FDA more authority to expand its regulation of cosmetics. Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has prioritized targeting artificial colors in foods. FDA Commissioner Marty McCarry told Fox News that the government has generally been regulating too much, but that the department is doing an inventory of chemicals, especially in the food supply, to make products safer. Several House Democrats have introduced a package of bills that would ban certain chemicals from cosmetics. The Personal Care Products Council and Industry Trade Group says that legislation is premature.
6:45, 15 away from 7 o'clock. News Radio 92.3, Austin Price
has a look at the weather. Local traffic together this afternoon.
All righty. Let's see. Not too much going on here. The roads are looking fine, and that's how they've been for just about all this hour. If you're dealing with any problems, they hopefully should not hold you up for very long at all. As for your local weather, 85 degrees, low of 78 tonight. Got a heat advisory officially until tomorrow evening. But because of these lingering rain chances we're currently dealing with that are going to bleed into your Wednesday, we only have a high of 91 for tomorrow. So going to be kind of chilly, dare I say.
Okay, I am monitoring the beach webcam this afternoon, and it looks like the parking lot underneath the ball is filling up pretty fast here tonight.
Ah.
It's going to be a big crowd.
People heard us talking about the lowering highs.
Absolutely. They were totally informed about there's no stinking rain. We don't need no stinking rain.
You are correct, sir. We do not need that.
Anyway, it's looking good out on the island. In less than 15 minutes, Bands of the Beach kicks into gear on the Casino Beach Pavilion stage. Millions, we talked about the local weather scene. Well, let's go national. Millions are experiencing life-threatening temps amid a heat dome this week. Christian Goodwin has more for us.
The National Weather Service issuing heat advisories for roughly half of the nation, with the Midwest, Southeast, and parts of the Northeast expected to see extreme temperatures through Wednesday. The agency noting while the Mid-South, including Memphis, saw temperatures near 100 degrees Monday, the heat index, or how it felt with humidity, was above 110 degrees. Also revealing Tampa hit triple digits Sunday for the first time in recorded history. Meteorologists say metropolitan areas including Charlotte, Nashville, and Orlando could see temperatures reach the upper 90s to low 100s, noting the heat will persist across many of these areas before starting to let up towards the end of the week. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
Well, President Trump announcing a trade deal with the European Union after talks with EU officials. Jackie Heinrich has more. She's still in Scotland tonight.
The president is heading home to a round of applause from his cabinet and congressional Republicans. Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick posting in part, the European Union is going to open its $20 trillion market and completely accept our auto and industrial standards for the first time ever. In addition, it will purchase $750 billion in energy from us and invest $600 billion in America. Republicans also applauding, like Senator John Barrasso, who wrote, Wyoming's energy workers are ready to power the world. Thank you, POTUS. Under the deal, American imports to Europe will receive no tariffs, and EU imports to the U.S. will be charged 15%.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Starbucks today reporting its sixth straight quarter of same-store sales declines as the company tries to right the ship. Net sales rose 4% to $9.5 billion, but global same-store sales dropped 2%, a steeper drop than the estimated 1.3% according to StreetAccount. Shares currently up nearly 4% in after hours. Shares of Singapore Airlines plunging after the carrier reported a nearly 60% drop in earnings for the first quarter. Net profit fell to $144 million. Stocks were lower today on Wall Street as a slew of earnings reports loom on the week starting tomorrow. The Dow fell more than 200 points, the S&P 500 off by 18, and the NASDAQ dropped 80. Crude oil futures for September surging by 4% at one point today, currently sitting above $69 a barrel at $69.30. That's Your Money Now.
Harvard University is in talks with the Trump administration to pay up to $500 million. This is over anti-Semitism on campus. C.B. Cotton is in NYC this afternoon.
The White House is said to have put a $500 million price tag on a potential agreement with Harvard that would allow the Ivy League to have billions in federal funding restored. So the New York Times reports Harvard has signaled a willingness to cough up the money, which is more than double the amount that Columbia University has agreed to pay as of last week. So earlier this year, the Trump administration froze $2.6 billion in federal research funds at Harvard University, accusing the school of failing to protect Jewish students and faculty. In addition to a possible $500 million payout, the settlement could also include changes to disciplinary procedure, admissions and hiring, and nixing DEI programs.
All right. And also, had UPS reporting a decline in its second quarter revenue and profit. The Georgia company says their second quarter net income is down almost 9%, coming in at around $1.28 billion. Last year, the company reported an income of $1.4 billion. This comes as the company has been has seen decreased shipping volumes for some of its largest customers, such as Amazon.
Okay, Doge is jumping on the artificial intelligence bandwagon using a new AI tool to cut red tape and save taxpayers money. Here's Madison Allworth.
The AI deregulation decision tool, that's using artificial intelligence with the goal of cutting 50% of federal regulations by January, marking 1 year of President Trump's second term. This tool is looking through hundreds of thousands of pieces of regulation across industries to determine what is no longer required by law and can be cut, aka making government more efficient. It's currently being tested at three different agencies, the Consumer Finance Protection Bureau, Housing and Urban Development, as well as the Small Business Administration. If this tool is implemented and effective, the Post is reporting that it would save about $1.5 trillion in compliance costs annually, and it would shrink the federal budget by $85 billion.
Congress and the Trump administration look to make the skies safer. Ryan Schmeltz has the details from Capitol Hill.
On the six-month anniversary of the deadly collision over Reagan National Airport near D.C. that killed over 60 people, Senator Ted Cruz was joined by some of the victims' family members and Trump administration heads to introduce the Rotor Act.
We should not tolerate special exceptions for military training flights operating in congested airspace.
The bill would require all aircraft to have automatic dependent surveillance broadcast technology to keep pilots and air traffic control aware of what's in the airspace. FAA Administrator Brian Bedford says the military is no longer doing training flights in the airspace near Reagan. On Capitol Hill, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
Just about 6:52 here, knocking on the door of it. We'll take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now. When we return, we'll get one final much-needed check of your traffic and weather together. We'll also get some pop culture notes and some more frivolous headlines to help ease you into this Tuesday evening right here on News Radio 92.3. Stick around.
A lot of life can happen between sips of Dasani. Like organizing a family movie night under the stars. Or hearing an old favorite song and having an impromptu dance party. The crisp, clean taste of Dasani was made for all of life's thirst-worthy moments. Dasani, because life happens between sips.
Find your sip of Dasani today at your favorite local retailer and watch life happen.
We need your help.
It's the Cat Country Cares for Kids Radiothon for the Studer Family Children's Hospital.
The 7th annual Cat Country Cares for Kids Radiothon is Friday, August 15th, in the lobby of the Studer Family Children's Hospital, presented by Hanto and Clark.
You will hear stories of bravery and inspiration from local kids and families who have benefited from the care and expertise of the hospital's highly trained physicians and staff.
All the money stays right here.
Gulfwinds Credit Union is matching donations up to $20,000.
This year, help us raise funds for supporting our childhood cancer patients with a lit laser.
Special thank you to our champion sponsors, including Walmart and Sam's Club.
Thank you.
And our hope sponsors, Belcor Commercial, LLC, and Penair Credit Union. You can get more at catcountrycares.com or text KIDS to 850-430-1987.
Proudly supporting your kids at the Cat Country Cares for Kids Radiothon.
For almost two decades, Bella Magazine has been celebrating the women of the greater Pensacola community. The tradition continues as Bella Magazine brings print to radio every month on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Tune in Thursday at 9 to hear latest health and wellness, philanthropy, stories on local businesses and women, fashion and beauty, home and garden, food and wine, travel stories, and more. That's the Bella Magazine Show, Thursday at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
Like what you hear?
Give us your feedback by filling out our News Radio Listener Advisory Board survey. Just go to our website, newsradio923.com, and fill it out.
Simple.
News Radio 92.3.
It's Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin.
There's something in the way I wanna cry that makes me feel. So come on and show me how I'm good. I think that we could do some good.
6:55. Hold on, Pensacola. Austin Price makes his way in, has the latest traffic and weather for us.
Yeah, I got a more serious Pink song there because, I don't know, the clouds are looking pretty serious as well. But honestly, Chris, what you and I have noticed.
I'm looking at clear. I'm looking, not clear, but no problems. I'm looking at the beach cam right,
right
now.
Right, right.
And I, as I mentioned to you a minute ago, the parking lot's full.
Well, and that's the thing. That's what I was about to say. People are going out to the beach, and yeah, that's not looking too bad at all. But just the weather as a whole, it's looking like it's all talk right now.
Yeah, it looks good out. Believe me, it looks good. If you're going to go out, go.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The beach is looking just fine. Bands on the beach very much still a go. And speaking of if you're trying to travel over there, the roads are looking clear for it. As for the weather, just overall, it's 85 degrees, low of 78 tonight. Do have some rainfall chances and a heat advisory bleeding into your Wednesday, but the heat is not going to be as bad as you think thanks to these rain chances. Wednesday's high only sitting at 91 degrees.
Here's today's pop culture news.
Okay, today, you know what it is. It's National Chicken Wing Day. I had some chicken wings last night. Enjoyed them.
I had some chicken strips today. Does that count?
Yes, it does.
Hey,
wing right. Lovers. That's what we're all grouped as. Well, they're already heading home today, tonight.
Right.
Thinking about the menus with chicken wings. Here's Tanya J. Powers.
The day devoted to the chicken wing got its start in 1977 when the then mayor of Buffalo, New York, Stan Mikowski, proclaimed July 29th as National Chicken Wing Day. It was in honor of the chicken wings consumed in restaurants and taverns throughout the city each week. And no matter whether you like buffalo sauce, lemon pepper, teriyaki, or plain old fried wings, there are deals to be had if you're celebrating National Chicken Wing Day. Buffalo Wild Wings, Popeyes, Wingstop, Applebee's, Zaxby's, and more are on the list of restaurants with specials. Check out your favorite restaurant's app or website for specific deals. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
And speaking of deals, two-for-one deals coming to cinemas around the country on August 22nd. Cinema United and the Cinema Foundation teaming up to bring two-for-one concessions and additional discounts to movie theaters as part of an inaugural event being sponsored by Fandango called Date Night at the Movies. According to the chair of the Cinema Foundation, the one-night-only event is all about enjoying the big screen with someone special. The special event could provide an unexpected spike in an otherwise quiet week at the box office.
It's a super start for Marvel's First Family, and Michelle Pollino has the story.
Fantastic Four First Steps blasted off with a $218 million global opening, including $118 million domestically and $100 million internationally. It's a major win for Marvel Studios, which has been searching for a comeback after a rough few years. Deadpool and Wolverine being the exception.
I am right here. Whatever life throws at us, face it together.
Set in retro 1960s New York, First Steps stars Pedro Pascal as Reed Richards, Vanessa Kirby as Sue Storm, Joseph Quinn as Johnny Storm, and Eben Mosbach-Rock as Ben Grimm. After a cosmic storm grants them powers, the team returns to Earth as celebrated heroes until a warning forces them back into space to face Galactus. Michelle Pollino, Fox News.
And comedian Bill Maher is acknowledging that his economic predictions related to President Trump have not come to fruition. Maher's predictions followed Trump's announcement of reciprocal tariffs on dozens of other countries that are set to take effect on August 1st. The HBO real-time host had previously said that the economy was going to be tanked, but admitted during a podcast that that did not happen, and now he's encouraging people to work from reality rather than, I just hate Donald Trump.
Boy, a lot of angry women here. What women thought were private messages through a dating discussion app were exposed. We're not talking one or two. We're talking in the
I heard about this, actually.
Thousands here. Chris Foster has the details.
The app TEA, as in spilling tea, sharing gossip or juicy news, is for women to discuss among themselves the men they date. It was confirmed Friday that about 72,000 photos, including photo IDs, were exposed in a digital security breach. Also exposed, as discovered now, direct messages between users, including sometimes very personal details and information. It's unclear how many may have been accessed. The company says the hackers got to a data storage system containing information that members uploaded prior to February 2024, and that's been taken offline. Chris Foster, Fox News.
I understand that privacy was violated here, but I think this is a learning lesson. Don't just go out and put anything to anyone anywhere, because of course you know it can be hijacked, hacked, infiltrated, whatever.
And you know it always is there on the
once you put it out there,
it's all right. Okay, let's talk about heat warnings. They're going to be kind of descending heading into the week here, easing up on us. Austin and I will be back tomorrow 4 o'clock. This is News Radio 92.3.
See you there.
Stream us at newsradio923.com. News Radio 923. WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.